on the particular morning, I was woken at about 7 o'clock with a knock on the door. Half asleep, I answered it to find a man at my door waving a bit of paper about saying he had a warrant to search the premises. I ran back in and I remember shouting, the police are at the door. I think it was just a state of panic. I realised suddenly what was, you know, who they were at the door. They were coming in behind me with their search warrant. There's about 10 of them who then invaded my home, kept my children in one bedroom. I had to feed them, dress them and kind of reassure them. They just raided everywhere in my home. It was coming to Christmas time as well, so they were stepping over presents, opening presents. It was horrific. It was really horrible. Oh, challenges were, how do I tell my family? Do I tell my family? Is it going to go away? How do I deal with this? You know, the shame, you know, neighbours saw police in and out of my house that particular morning, you know, and every single part of my life was then a challenge after that. When my husband was remanded in custody, I went to the prison visitor centre, and there I accessed information that they had. I think it would have been good if you could have accessed these sort of things within the police station, just something to, so that you've got an idea of where to go would be quite good. It'd be the first step anyway, I think. I tell you, in that situation, you know, people don't think appreciate just how horrific it is and how ashamed you actually feel. I've never had this sort of thing happen in my family before, and it's just the most horrific thing. And the more support that people could get would be the best thing.